This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. A Russian plane made a fiery landing in Moscow Sunday. Russia's TASS news agency says at least 13 people have been killed, including two children, and several others injured. Video from the scene shows passengers using emergency slides to evacuate the burning plane. Media reports say the Aeroflot plane had 78 people on board. The cause of the fire is not known. North Korea has confirmed via state media that leader Kim Jong-un has overseen a strike drill, testing various missile components. North Korea's leader gave the order of firing to increase the combat ability of the country. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. wants to resume negotiations, aware that North Korean leader wants the United States to come up with a roadmap for nuclear talks by the end of the year.
We want to get back and begin to have these conversations. I don't know that there's anything particularly significant about his statement at the end of the year. We're watching closely the North Korean behavior, as are our allies, Japan and South Korea in the region. We still believe there's a path forward.
In a tweet, U.S. President Donald Trump says he believes Mr. Kim would not jeopardize the path towards better relations. A Syrian military official says insurgents in the country's northwest are preparing for an attack on government-held areas. The comments Sunday to a state news agency came as the rebel-held Idlib province and nearby areas are witnessing the worst wave of violence since Russia and Turkey brokered a truce in September. Syrian opposition activists say Syrian warplanes and artillery have pounded rebel-held areas in and around Idlib province. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Israel has